Hi, welcome to part 7 of Beginning Meditation. This episode is going to be dedicated to a meditation technique which I like to call self-discovery meditation. For the purposes of this recording and as a way of introducing the method, I'll be employing a guided meditation technique. But once you're used to the system, it's something which should be practiced on its own without any guidance. Given that we're going to be following a guided meditation, it's best that you leave listening to this episode until you have about 20 minutes or so to sit down quietly when you won't be disturbed and to work through it then. Before we start the actual guided meditation, I'd just like to remind you that if you want to contact me, you can do that by going to my website, which now has a new domain, www.ihvh.co.uk, ihvh.co.uk. From there, you can go to the Contact Me link in the navigation menu at the top of the page, send me a message or a voice message from there. Also, feel free to take some time to explore the sites. You can read my poetry, my blog articles. You will also be able to listen to many free MP3 recordings and watch videos. Also, feel free to leave a message in the guest book to let me know that you were there. All right then, so we're going to start the meditation. And the first thing I'd like you to do is to just allow yourself to relax physically. So it would probably help if you are sitting or lying in a comfortable position, if you have a position that you normally adopt whilst meditating, then you may like to adopt that position now. So just taking some time to allow any tension or stress to drain from your body. Perhaps you might want to take a few deep, slow breaths in and out, just allowing any tension to drain away. You could shift your attention down to your feet, and as you do so, as your awareness fills your feet, allow your awareness to displace any tension or stress, just drains away. And then move your awareness to your calves and lower legs, your shins, melting away any tension or stress. And then up to your knees, and the same process of relaxation. Now move your awareness to your upper legs, your thighs, draining away any tension in that area. As your attention moves up now to your hips, pelvic area, your genitals and buttocks, allowing tension or stress to drain away. Move your awareness up now to your stomach and lower back, really allowing your awareness and attention to settle within these areas. Feel and connect with the energy of your physical body, at the same time displacing any negative unwanted energy. Moving up to your chest and upper back. Repeat the same process. Now to your shoulders, allowing them to totally release any pent-up negative energy. Your awareness shifts now to your upper arms, feeling the bones and muscle and skin, allowing any tension or stress to drain away. Down to your elbows and forearms, and hands, completely and totally inhabit your hands with your awareness. All of the skin and muscle and bones and joints, allowing stress to disappear. Now allow your awareness to float up to your neck and throat, repeating the same process of relaxation. Allow your jaw to relax, the tongue, the many, many small facial muscles in your cheeks, around your eyes and nose, your forehead and ears totally relaxed. Allow your crown and the back of your head to release any tension. Now take a moment to feel the whole of your physical body all at once. Feel its energy and vibrancy. Feel how relaxed you are. Relax. Totally in tune with your body. And now take a little time to passively observe your thoughts, feelings, and emotions. Don't label or judge them. Simply allow them to come and go without identifying yourself with them. After a while, the amount of thoughts in your mind will inevitably begin to decrease. Focus in on the single most prominent aspect of your self-experience at this moment. Perhaps you are aware of a pain somewhere in your body, or it might be a sensation or an emotion. You may become aware of a thought about yourself or a situation. Whatever it is, fully enter into it for a few moments and then willfully reject it with the following sentiment: that is not who I am. That is not who I am. And repeat this process with the next object that presents itself in your awareness. Explore it, and then forcefully negate it. That also is not who you are. Continue with this technique, peeling away more and more layers of your personality and thoughts and emotions and a physical body, all of the stuff which the ego likes to think of as itself. None of that is who you truly are. Take a few minutes now to practice this technique, and remember to be patient with yourself. And if other thoughts arise and you become distracted, as soon as you become aware that you were distracted, simply allow yourself to go back to the practice at hand, patiently and calmly. If this technique is practiced, you may find that you reach a stage in which you seemingly have pushed aside everything that could have possibly been identified as being you. And yet, the amazing thing is, there you are, observing the whole process. And this can be an astounding realization. When you feel ready, shift your attention to your thoughts and passively observe what is going on in your mind. Next, become aware of your emotional state and observe your feelings in a detached manner. Finally, allow your awareness to settle in your physical body once more and sense its current state. Become integrated with all aspects of yourself. Sense your physical, emotional, and mental bodies all at once as an entire whole entity. Allow yourself to become more grounded. Perhaps move your hands around slowly. And when you feel ready, open your eyes. Take a few breaths and reconnect with your surroundings. Now might be a good time to pause the recording if you feel you would like to jot down any insights or thoughts which occurred to you during this meditation. A scaled down version of this technique can be used when going about your everyday business. Just take a moment every now and again to become aware that you are not your physical pains, that you are not your emotional responses or negative thoughts. That is not to say that these mundane experiences are not a part of your multi-layered self, but they are not your essential nature. The real test is catching yourself in a moment of physical excitation, joy, or when you are congratulating yourself on a job well done and being able to realize that these things are equally not who you actually are. And so I invite you to explore this meditation and each time to enter more deeply into it. And I hope it brings to you as much as it has brought to me. Thank you for listening, and good luck with your meditation.